KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
I'll take it to the face and save my career.
Is easy.
Oh, boy's urine. Didn't see that coming.
Greg. Y'all know anything about them anus burgers?
It's BS in the morning.
Good morning. Everything good? Everything great? I hope.
Everything's awesome.
Hey. Collectively, how are we doing here in the room? Let me ask Mateo, since I haven't said hi to Mateo. Hi, Mateo.
Hey, Sparks.
Everything good over there?
Missed you guys.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in a couple days.
Oh, we missed you.
He's lying.
Yeah.
Come on!
He didn't come in. He was sleeping peacefully. He definitely didn't miss us.
Oh, that's
us.
Nice.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, let's get right to it. The feed. Here we go.
The feed with Izzy.
Rabid bats have been found in Nevada. 8 cases of rabies have been confirmed in Clark, Elko, Lyon, is it Washoe? And White Pine counties.
Rabid bats.
Yeah. So if you see one, don't touch it, dead or alive. And call, you know, animal control to take care of it.
Batman!
I love bats.
I know, Greg, you're big on bats.
I like them. They're interesting animals. Mammals, whatever.
You think they're cute?
I do think they're cute. But I think they're cool with how they can see with sonar and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in how that works. Daredevil.
It's very daredevil-y. Have they bitten anything else other than each other or something? Or
no.
Hmm.
They've just found them with rabies.
Have you ever dealt with a rabid animal before?
No.
I haven't either.
I have.
Where? What?
Possum.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
So underneath my girl. No, not. Oh. It's the ugliest animal ever and
it's
was foaming
not,
at the mouth.
Misunderstood. Stop.
Misunderstood?
Yes.
They're hideous.
Yeah,
that's
rabid.
Not misunderstood.
Rabid possums are misunderstood.
Just because they're ugly doesn't mean they're mean. They're misunderstood animals.
Poor foaming at the mouth, dangerous animal.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, go on. Tell me your stupid story.
Poor foaming in the mouth.
Go ahead.
Please bite
created.
My children and kill them.
No, this is back in college. I had a grill, and I like to take care of my things, so I had bought a grill cover. Underneath the grill cover, apparently, was the rabid. Awesome. So as I walked out to take off the grill cover, I heard this thing like hissing at me.
I was terrified.
No, it was rabid. It was during the daytime.
I don't think she knows rabid means rabies.
Okay. Rabid means rabies.
I know.
Which means its blood is poisoned.
Yeah, the poor thing is sick and uncomfortable and scared.
Well, okay.
Right.
It's got rabies,
empathy
though.
Here.
There's empathy. But there's no empathy for me, who could get bit by a rabid animal.
Did you get bit by the rabid animal?
You
almost did.
But you didn't. Correct?
Anyway,
you didn't.
So I took a hockey stick, and I took the grill cover off with a hockey stick.
Yeah.
And first of all, it bit through the grill cover.
Oh, my God.
And its fangs and its, what are these things, claws or whatever, were coming through my grill cover.
Dude, I would have set it on fire.
Dude, honestly, I wanted to shoot the propane tank.
Yeah, you should have. Should have turned the grill on.
Terrifying. The thing was as big as like a small dog. I mean, it was a big animal.
Yeah.
So I took a hockey stick and I took off the grill cover with a hockey stick from my steps and I wrapped up this possum in the grill cover and I dragged it into the woods.
Ugh.
And then I called animal control. Because I had to get it away from
Dude,
everything.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
I mean, possums
Thanks
in general.
Thanks for caring about my well-being,
I know.
Greg.
Possums in general don't really bother me, but like, if they have rabies, he's the kind of person that like, if the person had the zombies and the guy gets bit, she'd be like, no, like, don't kill the zombie.
He's okay.
Yeah, you got to kill the zombie, dude.
Well,
yeah.
No, that's a human, so that's fine.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
So you would let a guy who's been bit by a zombie into your party?
No, she says he's a human. She doesn't like humans.
I would kill that human that got it.
Okay, possums are the ugliest animals ever.
They are not.
We're done.
Izzy likes rabid possums better than people.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Who hurt you?
Yeah, I know. What possum family took you in?
She's raised by possums.
Yeah, she's raised by possums. Hey, have feelings.
They do.
They do. Tell you.
Ever it's see like, how the babies latch onto the mom's back and she walks around?
They're disgusting like, animals.
They are pretty gross. They're
really
but
cute.
I heard they're actually pretty nice if they're not
they
rabid.
They are.
Not my experience.
Thank you. That's why I say they're misunderstood.
Not when they're rabid.
Oh, my God.
I know their full intentions.
A baby.
Oh, yeah. Go play with a rabid possum.
I'm a baby. Got it.
The Facebook page that was planning the Area 51 raid in September had been temporarily taken down. The guy who was running it allegedly was contacted by the FBI. As of right now, the page is back up and he still plans to go through with it.
Yeah, but he said it was a joke.
Yeah, but I think it was a joke and then I think people started like...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, well, I got to make some money.
Yeah, I guess I got to do
it. I would just show up there and sell merch.
That's good. Good idea.
Seriously.
Yeah, he plans on having quote unquote entertainment.
There you go.
Music and stuff like that.
Yeah, dude's gonna get shot.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Nah, if it doesn't go too far.
Yeah. Stay outside the gates.
Yeah, as long as he stays outside the zone.
Yeah.
Have a concert out there, whatever.
And very important news, I guess. Jeffrey Epstein allegedly hanged himself in his cell.
I guess important news.
I was looking for the good word for
it. Well, we'll talk about this later because this is a...
Are we actually going to? Because last time you were like, we'll talk about this later. And then we never talked about it.
You know, we get busy here later on in the show and things happen. But yeah, definitely good to talk about Jeffrey Epstein. That's a huge deal. So yeah, we'll talk about that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ironically, he was also raised by a family of possums.
Looks like it.
Yeah, he became rabid.
You got a phone number. Throw it. Dude, call it. Hit us up by all means. 876-3692. You can always text in BS and your message. 69187. We got more of those two GA passes to all 3 days of Psycho Las Vegas Festival at Mandalay Bay. That's cool. You know who's going to be there? Megadeth. That should be fun. Two passes to Buck Cherry on Fremont Street as well. Those are VIP. So we're going to be giving those out as well.
Should be God.
Yeah.
That was a good impression I just did.
It's pretty good, actually.
My beard's good.
Take a mortal man and put him in control.
My beard's getting too
long. You're pretty good, actually. All right, there you go. That's what's up. We should be having a great day. We're going to be doing the drunk line. Make sure you listen for it and then call in and vote coming up here 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock.
BS in the morning. Bow to the fifth man.
Ah, yes. My 93-year-old grandfather's favorite song of all time.
I still say this was on a sitcom. I can't remember the sitcom.
I don't know, man. I don't think so. They might have ripped them all off. Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. He's a badass. I know you don't care, but...
That's a great
song. He made it to Seattle. He just flew to Seattle.
Maybe it was a game show. It was
by himself. Yeah, it sounds like game show music. Yeah, for sure. Anyway, shout out to my grandfather. All right. There comes a point in the show where what we do is we like to take time and recap what we did over the weekend. I don't know if we're going to be able to do this today. I'm just assuming since we were with each other the whole damn last week and weekend. Let's do it.
It's weekend time. Here's your 140 or less.
All right. What's up there? Is he? Don't talk about the trip yet or whatever. I want to save that for a full break.
Okay.
Is there anything you did after?
Well, before, I got my my dog back from the ER.
Yeah.
I got his. I was off on Wednesday. Thank you, guys. So I picked him up Tuesday, and then I had left him for 4 days, and that was the hardest thing I've ever done. But luckily, my buddy Adam was watching him while we were out of town, and he was giving me updates. And
good looking
all
out,
his
Adam.
Staples are in. He's still looking healthy. He's running around again. You know, he's eating normal food, and he had a couple bowel movements.
They were cones.
Oh, good. And if you didn't know, sorry. He was in the ER because a squeaker got stuck in his small intestines, so they had to do surgery to remove it.
And that does not lead to your urethra.
No.
That's what I've learned.
So, yeah, then when I got back from the trip, I just did a lot of relaxing. I did video editing for the show yesterday, and I snuggled with each individual animal for a very long time. I do have pictures.
Weird.
I miss them so much. So much. And that was my weekend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not normal!
Why?
Got it.
I was away from my babies for 4 days.
Yeah.
They're all I wanted to be with. Whatever.
Got it. Good. Snugglefest 2019 with Izzy and her pets. That's good. Greg?
Can I talk about the plane ride? Because that's all I did.
Today I'm going to teach you how to be a basic white girl.
Yes.
Okay. So first, we get on a tarmac. It's 1,700 degrees inside the cabin of the plane. And they said there's inclement weather or something, so we're stuck on the plane for 2 hours. And it really sucked.
Uh-huh.
As soon as we take off, this disgusting lady in front of me sneezing. And I mean, like, you know those sneezes where you can tell?
Oh, yeah.
They cough right after, and there's, like, phlegm, yeah. And it's just gross, dude. Mm. Yeah. So I have no leg room, and I'm sitting there behind this lady. She blows her nose into a tissue and throws it onto my foot. So then I had to move my feet away. I took a picture of the tissue, by the way, and put it on, I believe. What's our Instagram again? I always forget.
At BS in the morning. It's quite easy. Yeah, that,
I know one of them's like BS Morning Show, whatever.
Yeah, that's Twitter. The other. That's Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, so that was gross. And then I look right to my right as I'm moving my feet away, and the lady next to me has her shoe off and her gross, stinky foot right there in my face.
Oh, is it gross and stinky? Because I specifically remember having an argument with you here on the show about how nasty feet are on airplanes.
No, you were making it way, like, overblown.
Really? Overblown.
But this one smelled like bologna. It was gross.
Okay, so it was overblown, but yet you were miserable.
Yeah.
And she should put her shoes on.
Yeah.
Gross.
Gross bologna foot.
You shouldn't even be able to wear sandals on a plane.
No.
It's gross. Disgusting.
So her gross bologna foot was on my face. So then on the way back, the guy in front of me had his seat back the entire time and was crop dusting us,
mm-hmm.
which smelled like
gross.
Barbecue pizza farts, and that was disgusting. And then the worst part of the whole trip was when they tried to get us drinks, and I couldn't put my tray down because I'm too fat to put the tray down, so I had to put my Coke on Izzy's tray.
We have a picture of that, don't we?
I have a picture,
we?
Yeah. I'm going to put it on Instagram. We'll post that. I was saving it.
Dude, it wouldn't even go down 45 degrees.
Yeah, no.
If there's a wake-up call, Greg.
Like, I would have to pour the Coke onto the tray and then drink it from under the tray if I wanted to.
It was like
it was like a chocolate fountain.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other wake-up call was my mom met, my parents met both of you guys.
Yeah.
But my mom, after Greg walked away, she goes, Does Greg know what I do for a living? She works at cardiac rehab, so she works with people who have
cardiac rehab.
She helps patients with heart problems and obese patients, and she's like, I really worry about his health.
Yeah,
yeah, it's very.
I was
rude.
Like, just don't say it to his face, Mom.
I like how that's the first thought. That says a lot about. Now we know a lot about Izzy because that's her mom's first thought when she meets somebody.
Yeah, she always worries about people's health.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, dude, the actual trip itself, I guess we'll talk about later.
But yeah,
that was my traveling experience. Anyway, okay. Thing. I will put the picture up right now on BS in the Morning on Instagram and BS Morning Show on Twitter of me not being able to put the tray down.
So good. So fun. So sad. All at the same time.
Yes, very awful.
Well, I got home yesterday thanks to Izzy because my wife bailed on me to pick me up from the airport. I was like, thanks, wife. Appreciate that. I was thoroughly exhausted. Yesterday, Saturday is when we got picked up. Or I should say dropped off back here in Vegas. And I will say that I crashed basically all day yesterday. Did you guys sleep?
No.
At all?
Oh, yeah. A lot.
No?
Like a lot,
dude,
a lot.
I had
missed my bed.
Headache.
I cannot believe how much I missed my bed.
Yes. My bed is the most magical place on earth.
Yes.
And I had the worst headache for like 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. I mean, no matter what I did, that thing would not go away.
Weird.
Horrible. Horrible. And then finally, like last night, the headache went away and then I couldn't sleep. So that was last night. And then I was up with my daughter and everything last night. She refused to sleep as well. So it was just an all around chaotic mess. That's great. And I did it to myself.
Is that why you were late this morning?
I was running late. Yes, that's why I was running late.
Mm, okay.
Infants. They don't have any sense of time. Mm. They don't care what time you do anything. There you go. We'll get back to the whole trip we did. We took a trip. When did we go? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday, we flew back. So we can talk about that here in a little bit.
Daily podcast on comp.com and iTunes. It's BS in the morning.
It is 6 o'clock. It is Monday. We like to play back that drunk line. Doesn't matter when you call it, we just play it back now, right? Give it a call, 315-3006, and then we play it back like this.
BS drunk line.
Hey, man, I didn't get to go to the party. Save me a t-shirt. No fares. I'm a fifth man. Save me a t-shirt, please, please. It's 8. The clock says 8:13 on 8:05. Okay, so I just had dinner. Okay, I gotta go, but save me a t-shirt. Okay, bye.
To play the next mess.
Why didn't Shutter Island show up to the Fifth Man Day party?
I really wished she would have.
Yeah, I should have. She had too many. There was more than one message. Another one, she said something about how, I don't know.
Makes sense. You don't have to get into it.
Yeah. Well, how are we going to give her a t-shirt anyway? Have to leave it under a tree?
Yeah, we have to put it by the ashtray outside. It's like, it's like leaving things when we're prisoners of war. We just have to stash it places.
To play the next message, press 1.
Hey, so I heard that Izzy is single. Oh. What you say? You trying to...
To play the next
match. The short answer is no.
Izzy, you're not.
The long answer is also hell no.
Are you sure you're not trying to?
He sounds a little too put together for you anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can formulate a sentence.
To play the next message, press 1.
Oh, my God. Mint chocolate chip. So big and nasty. When he jumped out of his cave over here. Motherfucker, I can't tell if he looks like a mint chocolate chip or a big pile of shit. Looks like Chet from that goddamn crazy movie back in the 80s. Hey, pizza. Mint chocolate chip says, suck his froggy dick.
To play the next
If you can't
part.
Tell what he's talking about because of the bleeps, he's talking about mint chocolate chip taking a dump on him. And then he said it was so big it looked like the guy from Weird Science at the end when they turned Bill Paxton into that thing.
Yeah. I forgot Bill Paxton was in Weird Science. Wow.
Also, mint chocolate chip is his frog.
Yes.
Yes.
That's correct.
Bit him on the finger, too.
Wow. Yeah.
He sent, Moonshine Man sent me pictures of his finger.
Yeah.
All bloody.
He was feeding his frog live bunnies, or what is it? Baby rats?
Rats. Baby rats. Yeah. The frog eats rats.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
To play the next message, press 1.
Oh, so 1 week removed from the Fifth Man party, and it served its purpose. A wonderful little place to recruit for a new team out here in Las Vegas. Oh, it's going to be small at first, but good opportunities for rapid growth. So let's go over some of the applicants here. Oh, Sparksy. Generic vanilla. No. Greg. Lacks killer instinct. No. Pizza. No. Just no. Izzy. Has potential, must get over that Daria angle thing. Oh. So we'll put her in the maybe pile. Okay, the definites thus far. Moonshine, absolutely part of the team. Adorable Colin, an exterminator. I have a problem with bats. So you're on the team as well. Office Donna, absolutely. Jennifer and her daughter will make tie-dye t-shirts for everyone. Yes, as well. So that's where we stand so far. A lovely little quartet, a maybe, and 3 no's. Don't worry if your name was not called. I'm still conducting interviews and taking applications. You know where to find me. Toodaloo, bitches.
To play the next message, press 1.
Hey. Leftover Terry here.
Barks, I got to commend you. You took your punishment of my command. I would have better be beat up by a 15-year-old girl than do what you did. But I got to commend you. You did good. Izzy, I got an idea. Don't let these two guys get you a guy. I'm your guy.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
right.
used to picking up leftovers. It's not a problem.
BS Drunk Line.
Is that a backhanded insult?
Yeah, I think so.
It's the best way to
That's
end a call.
Front-handed insult.
Yeah. Wow.
Backhanded compliment, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Oh, I love that leftover, Terry. All right, check this out. We're going to play that back coming up here at 8 o'clock for you to vote on your favorite drunken message of the week.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
You know what? I think I showed my nipples
you
last
did.
Night. Yeah.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
The Feed with Izzy.
Just warning you, I'm going to start with kind of a sad story.
Okay.
An elderly couple were recently found dead in an apparent murder-suicide.
Oh, sorry.
That's the sad one, Greg.
Oh, sorry.
Is this the sad one?
Yes.
Oh.
A note was found explaining that they couldn't afford to pay for all of their medical bills.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
They were, like, super old, too.
This is, like, the only developed country where that would happen, too, pretty much.
I know.
Yeah. Precisely.
It's that really sucks depressing. Really bad. I saw another one where same similar thing happened with a guy that couldn't get his insulin or something like that.
Yeah.
Couldn't afford his...
Yeah, so they start insulin's having the medication.
Expensive. Yeah.
A lot of medications are way too expensive.
Oh, it's beyond ridiculous.
Again, only country in the world that that happens.
Well, only developed country in the world.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, there's some places where you just like, you know, pee on yourself to make yourself...
We're the richest country in the world. And have the average...
Dude... California by itself has a higher,
I know.
Has a bigger economy than a lot of countries. It's ridiculous.
True. It's very sad. Easily fixable.
Yeah. There was a survey that says the more unhappy people are at work, the more likely they are to lie to their coworkers. The most common lie is, I'm not feeling well, or I already have plans to avoid hanging out with them.
Hey, it's Sparks.
Ooh.
It is Sparks.
Boy, that second one really hit home.
Yeah.
Really hit home.
To be fair, I don't really hang out with anybody either, though.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
How long have you been saying you're going to have us over for a barbecue?
Well,
too long.
Yeah, I know.
Make it happen.
All right, I will.
No.
Someday.
When was that day, Izzy, that you were giving me flack about?
Every day?
No. Oh, okay, I remember. We were at this thing, at this radio conference, and one of the things they were talking about is, you know, you got to go out with your co-hosts, and you got to go out with your team, all that kind of stuff. And
yeah.
You got to invite them over your house. She looks at me, and she's like, you've never invited me over your house.
But you stayed in his house.
What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, what are you talking... Plus, I invited you over for veggie night and never even showed.
Yeah, he was like, excuse me, how many times have I invited you over?
Yeah, a lot.
And I was like, once for veggie night.
No,
and then he got mad and he stood up in the middle of the stupid panel and walked out and then walked back. He was like, I can't believe you, but no.
Yeah, but you slept at his house.
Yeah, you stayed at
I've
my house.
I've never stayed at his house.
Yeah,
with
I didn't
family.
Have anywhere else to sleep, though.
You took a dump in my toilet, and you showered in my bathroom.
Did I take a dump in your toilet?
And I fed you breakfast.
Yeah.
I would hope you took a dump.
I did.
I've been at Spark's house like two times, and one time I ate a slice of pizza in his kitchen and got uncomfortable and left.
Yeah. The other time, he helped me move a vanity.
Oh, that's right. No, I was
bathroom.
At your kid's birthday, too.
And my kid's birthday. Yeah but I've never
and
invited
I felt
you
uncomfortable
over for
there,
dinner.
Too, and sat by myself.
Yeah, but you're just an uncomfortable person.
I know.
You are.
Yeah.
But my point is that I've invited everybody over.
Mm.
Except for Mateo. He's looking at me right now.
Mateo's been in my house.
Okay, got it. Guess
recently,
what?
Right?
Yeah, we drank.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. So, in fact, if there's one person on this show that hasn't invited everybody over.
It's Izzy. Yeah.
Look in the mirror. Okay, because that's the person who needs a lot
of. Not much to do at my house other than play with my animals and play Halo. So,
okay.
Would you like to
sounds,
come over and not
like
do anything
night.
You enjoy?
I love animals and I like video games.
You
do
don't
not
love
like
animals
or video games.
No.
Why don't I love animals? I love animals.
No.
You don't.
Oh my God, I do.
No.
Why do you think I not?
Clear your throat, Jesus.
I don't know why you think I don't love animals.
Like, oh, it's like your Columbo.
I laugh because I know Izzy doesn't get the reference.
Yeah.
When you dropped me off at my house after I got LASIK, you weren't like, oh my God, babies. And like,
because they're not babies, they're dogs.
They're babies.
And I'm not a psycho.
They're babies.
They're not babies.
In my home, they're babies.
Oh, that's nice.
You were not
excited.
So
you left your kids alone by themselves.
At all.
You left babies alone by themselves.
Your son was excited to meet them, but you weren't excited to meet them.
Well, I've seen a dog
before. And I don't want somebody to be in my home that is not excited to lay on the ground and love my animals.
First of all,
or sit on the couch and love my animals.
Do your feet touch the ground? Then I'm not laying on it.
Well, that's your fault at your house because you make everybody take their shoes off.
Yeah.
No animals. Take your shoes off. Wash your feet.
I don't say wash your feet.
Surprisingly.
I just don't want the outside dirt on my ground.
But you said you hate feet.
Cover up your feet with socks.
You have to wear booties.
So if I come with sandals, I have to bring a pair of socks to put on in your house.
No. I give you one of those.
The booties.
Shoe cover things.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not.
Dude.
What am I, some sort of animal? I provide you,
with
the accoutrements that you need in order to attend my house.
An invitation to hang out at your house.
I already invited you.
I don't want to go to his house. He's got kids at his house.
Yeah, I got two kids.
Yeah, we're good.
You think your house isn't fun?
Yeah. Gross.
My house is super fun, just not your idea.
I want to smell sour milk. I'll just leave it out on my counter.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah, you guys walk around in your house with shoes on? You guys are gross. By the way.
I don't.
So you take your shoes off?
Yeah.
Okay,
of course.
So there you
go. Well, I don't have carpet, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, I just have a rug on the first floor.
Oh, the one that you didn't want?
No, that's still in my garage.
The rug I gave you is in your garage? I cannot believe this.
Yeah, it's just collecting dust and
what?
Heating up.
I could have given it to Greg.
Yeah,
he wanted it.
Well,
yeah.
You threw it by my car outside, so when I walked out there, it was there.
All right, that's Greg, true. You and I are going to Izzy's house for real
to
for
pick
the first
up the
time.
Carpet?
To pick up the carpet.
I don't have it. I can't fit it in my car.
And get... It'll fit in my car.
All right, we'll go with your car.
Mateo, will it fit in your car?
No, so like I'm moving to a new place. I actually need a rug.
Oh, there you go. Mateo.
You can the work and pick it up. I'm not bringing it.
Okay, we're all going
to
Izzy's house.
Can I borrow a vacuum? Do you have a vacuum?
No, I'm not giving you a vacuum.
I broke mine.
It's going to be full of dog hair in a minute. You're going to break mine.
I'll clean it.
Gross.
You're not going to clean it.
I will. I always do.
Right.
You saw my house. My house is incredibly clean.
Write it down.
BS in the morning.
BS in the morning.
I want him to lick me.
Comp 92.3, the rock station. The man got you down? Let us help you tell them to f off. BS in the morning.
You know what's perfectly sums up this Jeffrey Epstein thing? I saw a tweet that said, 2019 is such a messed up year. You can't even be happy when a pedophile dies.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's it, man. Jeffrey Epstein over the weekend was, quote unquote, found dead in his cell.
He wasn't, quote unquote, found dead. It was, quote unquote, suicide.
Suicide, yeah. Quote unquote, suicide in his cell. Now. Normally, this is reserved for tinfoil hats and stuff like that. But, I mean, we all know he didn't, right?
I don't know if we know that, but it
Come
seems
on,
awfully
dude.
Suspicious.
Come on,
Can
man.
I please just say?
Yeah.
I am so relieved that this is the first time I am not the only conspiracy theorist on this show. Come on! You guys give me crap all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
And you even called this weeks ago, Sparks. We were like, oh, yeah, I guarantee he's going to be found dead in a cell one day. Look what happened.
Yeah.
Everybody is a conspiracy theorist now.
I don't know if this is really conspiracy. I mean, this
it is.
No, this
it
is
absolutely it. Is.
It's definitely not in the same realm as, you know, reptilians walking
around.
No,
but it's still a conspiracy. He could have just killed himself in his cell.
He
okay,
could've.
But look, you don't believe it.
He could have.
I don't, and I've been reading up on this. Okay, so let's take a look. And are conspiracy theories flying around? Yes, they're swirling around at light speed. Now,
stupid ones, too.
Yeah. Going over the facts, the guards are on 30-minute shifts to check in on him. He is on suicide watch.
No. From what I saw, that he was taken off suicide watch a few days ago. Which is even
Okay, that's not what this said.
No,
okay.
Why did that make?
Why would they even remove him from suicide watch after they found him in the cell?
That's what I saw reported on three different networks. So
another thing, no security footage of this. Security cameras weren't working at the time of his death.
Right.
Come on. Really?
And at the time of his death, they weren't doing 30-minute shifts.
There's two guards. They are both on the fifth day of overtime or something like that. It says right here.
It says prison
guards. Source told Reuters that two jail guards were required to make separate checks on all prisoners every 30 minutes.
It says right here. Decision to remove Jeffrey Epstein from suicide watch angers many.
That makes zero sense.
Well, that's what they said. And it's three different networks.
No, I believe you. It didn't say in this.
Okay. But I'm saying he was supposed to be, but was not. He was taken off suicide watch. Now, another thing I read was that they only leave you on suicide watch for a certain amount of time. They can only leave you, you know what I mean, for a certain amount of time anyway. So he would have been taken off eventually anyway. But that makes it even more sketchy that they would take him off suicide watch. Yeah. It's almost like somebody called in there and was like, hey,
take him off suicide.
Yeah, let's not watch this guy for a while.
Right, I know. And then, now Daily Mail is a trash publication from the UK. Mm-hmm. However, they were saying that they had sources that prison guards and fellow inmates were told by Epstein himself that someone was trying to kill him.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if you believe that or not. Like I said, it's a trash publication.
Yeah, well, Epstein then I wouldn't even...
fearing for his life and all that kind of stuff. That's what's been published by...
Well... But you don't even need that. All you have to do is, if you know a guy wants to commit suicide, is to intentionally look the other way, you know? Because if they wanted to keep him alive, they can keep him alive. Dude, they can put him in a padded room with nothing in there.
You don't screw over the most powerful people on the planet and then not fear for your life.
Right.
I'm sorry. This is not... That, to me, is like a normal...
Or he knew his life was over and wanted to kill himself. And when the people... Because if they want to put him in a padded room, they could keep him alive, dude. There's ways of keeping him alive. How are you going to kill yourself if you have nothing to kill yourself with?
I know. And wasn't he in isolation?
Well, yeah, he would have been there for the rest of his life because they're not going to put him in general population.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
But my point is, I just don't understand.
Well, my point
is, shoelaces, how do you kill yourself?
It would have to be somebody that was currently in the system, right? Or in power somewhere? Because how would you find out the names of all the people that worked there and contact them and all this stuff? You'd have to... No civilian could just pick up the phone and be like, hey, you know?
Yeah.
Like, somebody would have to be in a position currently that had some sort of power or some way of finding this stuff out or calling... You know, you can't just call from the street, call the head of the jail and be like, hey,
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Was he the only one with knowledge of who his clients were?
No, there's a woman. I don't know her name. Sorry to cut you off. But no, there's a woman. I don't know her name, but there's a woman that was like his assistant that has everything. Plus, they have the black book that he had that has all his names.
They do? Because I don't want this case to end with him.
It's not going
to
end.
Because, I mean, now it's got to be, now it's super evident there's something going on.
There's women that give depositions.
Yeah, let's believe them.
There's a black book that has names in it. There's a safe that was full of pictures with names on them.
Where are these things?
They're still working on it. There's a woman that was... now, the woman winds up dead. Because there's a woman that was his assistant, apparently, or worked with him that knows everything. So,
dude, if you were her, what would you be doing right now? Well, in protective custody.
You've got current and former presidents, you know, names floating around. You've got princes' names floating around. You've got dictators from other countries' names floating around.
Yes.
CEOs of billionaire companies floating around. So, yeah, man, these people... I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Man, I would love just to clean out all of these people.
Right.
Like, just bring them out into the light.
Yeah.
And show them for who they are. I would love every second of that.
Yeah.
I don't think
that's over, though, just because this guy's dead.
Good. I hope not, man. When I read that, I was like, are you kidding? They're trying to bury it.
Right.
And I know that's this conspiracy thing.
Well, that's the thing, too, though. Is
either
like,
way, they're definitely trying to get the story out of the news. They don't want this to blow up.
Well, that's why I don't like associating with conspiracy people, because then they kind of start things that don't make any sense. It's like, oh, this person did it. All right, why would they kill this guy and not this other person? You know,
No. I agree. I know what you mean.
It goes off the rails.
But
and
it's all too convenient that he dies before he gets
of course.
On
totally
the stand.
Agree. I think mean, we all agree on
come
that.
Come on. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Considering we can't go back into the past and have him not die, I would like to say that I hope it was very painful and uncomfortable for him.
Yeah, all right.
Because he was scum.
Fair enough.
100% agree. But if there's already people coming forward saying, yeah, no, before he was dead,
mm-hmm.
I'd tend to believe them.
Yep.
Unbelievable. The whole thing is, Greg's the one who showed us this weekend.
And yeah, well, like, we were just sitting on the plane.
Damn
I just popped
it
up on my phone.
Yeah, it's just really, I was like, come on.
I know.
Nothing works out the way you want it to, I guess.
If there's one guy you wanted to keep alive for just a brief
time.
Just a
little longer. Yes, please. Try to redeem yourself somehow in the eyes of society. Apparently not. What a piece of garbage. There you have it. What do you think? Jeffrey Epstein, we were talking about how we were going to keep up with this, and we were like talking about, oh my God, yeah, no, this guy's got a bunch of dirt. And then, of course, this happens.
Yep.
So, 876-3692. You can always text in BS in your message. 69187.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Hey, y'all, I'm in your calling. $2,000, I'll come out.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
You're listening to BS in the Morning with J Muse. No, not really, but this is J Muse saying you're listening to BS in the Morning. Snooch of the Dooch.
I guess there's this thing up in Utah right now that the Mormons are trying. I don't know if it's a Mormon or she's definitely a Mormon. She's trying to get this to be a thing where...
Rippling?
No, not rippling.
Oh, okay.
That's something I've only learned from Greg Salerno and your experience with some Mormon ladies. This is... it's called 30 Day Bay is what they're calling it. It's where you give... Couples give each other an instant 30-day commitment to each other.
What?
Yeah, so
I don't know,
like,
what that means.
You're going to be exclusive with that person for 30 days.
Yeah, but if they're already a couple, aren't they exclusive?
No, they're not a couple. They make them a couple for 30 days. It's like a dating technique where you're together. It's like you instantly become a couple for 30 days and get to know each other really well over those 30 days.
But to get to, like, you know.
Then, I before reading the article, I didn't know that they were a Mormon, so I would imagine not, but... Mm. The idea is to get to know somebody really, really well for 30 days. Even if you don't hit it off, you still stay with them.
That sounds horrible.
To see if you can plow through any weird...
Well, that's the point. I mean, if you're not doing that.
Yeah. Well, no. No, none of Greg Salerno's plowing.
Oh.
I'm saying, you know, break down any weird boundaries.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That you might have. Some people are just not compatible, and they are like...
But Izzy does that, though. She has a courting period where she likes to get to know people.
That's true.
Absolutely, yeah. It takes a while.
Yeah.
So do you like this then? You're on board with this?
Well, no, because I think it's weird that they would try to force them to make things work even if things don't feel like they're working.
Yeah, it's almost like an arranged marriage.
Yeah, it's like, ugh. Like, if you're fighting or having an argument within like the first 3 weeks, don't be with that person. It's a horrible idea.
Like, come on,
that's not normal.
One more week will make a difference.
Yeah, that's stupid.
You don't think so?
That's like when they're like, let's just have a baby. It'll change everything.
Oh, yeah. By the way, never do that.
No.
Yeah, that's a horrible idea.
How many virgin margaritas can you drink together in 30 days?
Right.
yeah. I don't think this is a good idea.
No.
It's almost like an arranged marriage. Yes. And I know sometimes arranged marriages work, but I got to think statistically more often than not, they don't.
No, they work because like the people, you know, are thought.
Ashamed of doing it and everything like that. Yeah. No way can this be a thing.
No.
Have you guys ever been set up with somebody, like a blind date?
Oh, yeah.
Or anything like that?
Hell yeah.
My parents have always tried, but no.
Yeah. I've never stuck it out. I was like, hi, I'm leaving.
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
A blind date? Who set it up?
A friend.
Okay, that's better than a parent.
Mm-hmm. I saw a girl on a screensaver once when I was at my friend's house. You know, girls have like those nowadays
pictures and stuff that
they used to have like these rotating things. And I was like, ooh, who's that? And she was like, oh, I'll invite her to a party or, you know, whatever. So it was kind of like a blind date. We met and then we dated for a while.
That's cool.
Hmm. Yeah.
But at least you got to see her first.
Well, that was the only reason I wanted her to. But still.
But that's important, dude. You got to at least see them beforehand.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, have you ever gone on like a true blind date?
Yes.
Yeah, so have I. And I walked in. I was like, hi.
Yeah.
I got to go. See ya.
Oh, my God.
And I just did like the grandfather Simpsons thing.
Dude, I was like, hi, Dan Connor. How are you?
Yeah. I walked in. I was like, hey, how you doing? All right. Got to go.
Exactly.
See you later. Oh, boy. Chris, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man. What do you think?
About this, for one, I am Mormon, and honestly, that is, like, absolutely crazy. Hell no.
Are you a full practicing Mormon, though? Like, you don't drink caffeine, all that stuff, or?
Oh, man, you know, let's just put it this way. I'm a Jack Mormon, okay? I smoke, I drink, you know.
All right. Come on. So you're not really Mormon.
No,
so
you're not Mormon.
You're like a Greg Catholic, basically.
Yeah, you're a Greg Catholic.
Yeah, there you go. You can say it like that, you know.
So, I mean, is this something that they're peddling? I was trying to read this like it's a season, like it's a TV show or something. Is this something that they're pushing? 30-day bay? Is this something that you've heard of?
I've heard it like once or twice, and honestly, like, you know, just it's not a good idea. Why would you push something that hard? Come on, man. Like, don't need to push it that hard. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, there's no need to be like committed for 30 days.
Right.
Sure. Chris, are you, obviously your parents are probably Mormon and your family's Mormon. That's why you're Mormon. Can I ask you, have they like tried hooking you up with someone before in the past? I know that's a thing, right?
Man, hell no. There's no arranged marriages.
No, I'm not saying arranged. Oh, boy. I don't know if you cursed. Don't curse. Hey, just in case, don't curse. But real quick, I'm not saying arranged marriage. I'm just saying date. Because I know. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, they have never tried that. Like, okay. Like my family and I, we were converted over to it. So, I mean.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, like, we never got into that. So, I mean, and at the same time, there's just some, like, not saying not all people are bad, you know, it's just some of them are really judgmental.
Yeah.
So if you're an outsider, so, but at the same time, they're starting to change, and I guess this is one of them. But my honest opinion, this is really not a good idea, you know.
I completely agree.
If it happens, just let it be, you know.
Yep, I'm in. All right, thanks, Chris. Appreciate it, man.
No problem.
Yeah. Teo, you wanted to say something here?
Yeah. So
you lived up in Salt Lake.
Yeah,
for a while.
I live in Salt Lake, so it seems like something that like the single ward would do because there's different wards. You know what I mean? So you're only allowed to go to a certain church. So there definitely is like a single ward where all like the single people will mingle together. So this seems like something that they had like construed and like, oh, this is what we should do so we can have Mormons stay with Mormons. You know what I mean? That's what I'm kind of getting the vibe off of this.
There's wards?
Yeah. So like you only go to certain church. You can't just walk into any church.
You can't?
No.
You got to go yours?
Yeah.
What if I'm on vacay?
That's not how it works, pal.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
How do they know what the word bay means?
Well, they're outside of pop culture.
Yeah. Oh, which one am I thinking? Am I thinking of Amish, where they can't use electricity, they can't go online?
Chris, how are you calling in just now?
Oh, I didn't even think
Chris,
about that.
Chris, what are you doing using a phone? Well, you're going to go to Mormon hell for your electricity use.
He wasn't a real Mormon. He wasn't real.
Now, these are the people that wear magic underwear, I think, or whatever.
Correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do?
It protects
you
got to
look it up, man. Mormons have all kinds of rules. Unless you just don't follow them, like, Chris called in, who just goes, yeah, everything we believe, I don't care about it. Yeah, but I'm still one of them.
That's like, there's extremes to everything, you know? Like, I had these two friends that were, you know, quote-unquote Mormon, but, like, they used to drink and smash chicks.
That's what I don't understand.
And then I knew another guy who lived with them for a while who was, like, super, super extreme. And, like, that dude was, I don't want to say weird to be mean, but, like, wow, this dude was...
No, sure.
On a next level.
Well, dude, I'm Catholic, but am I? You know what I mean? No, that's the question anymore.
I know.
It's just like,
I had
my
communion or whatever you're supposed to have when you're, I don't know what it was.
First communion?
Yeah, you eat the Ritz cracker or whatever I did.
Yeah.
And then,
Ritz cracker.
Right.
The Ritz is bomb, man. I wish they were Ritz.
I know. It was more like
it's the Eucharist, Greg. It's the body of Christ.
It was like an uncooked corn tortilla, basically. That's what it was.
It's like a stale flour tortilla.
Yeah. Then they're like, here, kid, have some alcohol. I'm like, all right, thanks. That's what started me down my path.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Jailbait's great.
All right, Jailbait's good.
Jailbait's good.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. The radio took a shit in your cereal bowl. It's BS in the morning.
I feel like this young child is lying. And she's not actually a young child. She's actually an old woman. But there's this lady in Cambodia. Shouldn't you say lady? Apparently, she is 10 years old, a school child, has a brother that's 11 years old, has a rare skin condition that makes her look like a 60-year-old grandma.
What?
Now, that
she's
right
like
off
a,
the
she's
bat.
Like the face app in real life.
Is she like Benjamin Button?
I don't think she's going to get any younger as she ages. Like, there's no way this is a real story. I feel like this is just an old lady.
She looks like Mike. That's her image.
She looks like an old lady that's trying to be just fake everyone saying I'm a young kid. I'm sorry. I don't. Is there really a medical condition that makes young kids look like old people?
Well, there's progeria.
This one says it's likely lipodystrophy, which refers to a medical problem where there could be an abnormal distribution of fat in the body. So, I don't know. I just see this as, what's the more likely story here? That she has a super rare medical condition or that she's just a liar? And I'm going with a liar.
I think she just has a medical condition.
We could probably talk to her and find out.
I was going
to
say, she probably sounds like a child.
She's wearing Hello Kitty backpacks and stuff like that, and she's going to 10. School. She's not 10! She's a liar!
Well, if you talk to her and she has a smoker's cough, then she's probably, lying.
But then they're going to be like, that's a rare throat condition or something.
No.
And she's like, hey, back in the day, I didn't really like Hello Kitty, but this bag just it fit me well. I like it.
She's dropping all kinds of old references. I met Louis Armstrong once. Taylor Swift. It was an amazing experience.
First period reminds me of the railroad. I was watching the Wiggles and,
She's an old person with some sort of issue.
She's not.
And she's going to school with these children.
Leave her alone.
She grows up in a Buddhist community, so they all think that this is karma.
Oh, she's like really mean to people?
Yeah, like no, in her past life. Another, whatever spirit was embodied, it was a man actually who it was and had,
what?
Was evil to people. So when she was born, his spirit came in. And
what drugs
gave
are you
her,
on?
Gave her an old face. That's what the story says. I have an old face because of a bad man. That's essentially what it's saying.
Because of a bad man.
Yeah, the guy who used to be me.
You sure
shouldn't
say Batman?
No. Looks like that same guy.
They used to call me the Scarecrow when I was in third grade.
Batman. They grew up together. These two. Here, let me show you the face. I'll show you the face of this 11-year-old girl. Okay, this is her.
She was 10.
I'm sorry, 10. Her brother's 11. Here's her and her quote-unquote brother.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Not now. Who's a liar? She is.
No.
She's a 60-year-old woman.
No.
Okay.
Who's older, the brother or the
brother?
The brother's older than her?
Yeah. We'll put this link up on BS in the Morning, at BS in the Morning on Instagram and at BS Morning Show on Twitter and Facebook. Dude, there's no, look at her. She's wearing a pink backpack. There's no, I'm talking crazy person.
Why can't old people wear pink backpacks?
They can, but not when they're trying to pretend they're 10.
I think she's 10.
You think she's 10 years
Absolutely.
Old?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. I don't know.
I don't
Depends. Does she have
second.
Recycled cans in her backpack?
It doesn't say specifically what's in her backpack. All it says is that she's a 10-year-old girl with old face syndrome. People make fun of her as she's riding her bike. They call her grandma. All these other young kids.
Yeah. So she doesn't need some guy named Sparks.
I know.
In the U.S., giving her crap.
I just call it how I see it.
Way.
I'm sorry. Old person face, old person.
What an insensible bastard that Sparks is.
Yep.
What's your excuse?
I have a young person's face.
Yeah.
And my young person face sees this old person face, and I say, you're a liar.
I don't know. I watched somebody tell you your picture looked old as hell, dude.
Oh, that's right.
Just happened.
That's right. They said I look much older in my pictures than I do in real life. So that's what happened to this lady?
I guess.
The picture to add 80 years?
Maybe. I told you to face that, bro.
Yeah. Exactly. The Russians are at it again, man.
And now they have all their stuff.
Wait, did someone? What if someone face after me?
Nah, they don't want your crap. Yeah.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
And then she's gonna eat it out of me, and I'm gonna have to worry about if she gets Ebola or something.
Comp 92.3, the Rock Station. Want a shout out? Follow us at BS Morning Show on Twitter. Tweet at us and we'll shout you out on the show.
It's Monday. It's 8 o'clock, which means we like to play back that drunk line. Hopefully you gave it a call over the weekend, so you got a shot at winning something cool, man, which would be great. If you missed it, we're going to play it back, then we're going to ask you to call in here, 876-3692, and vote for your favorite drunken message of the week.
BS Drunk Line.
Hey, man, I didn't get to go to the party. Save me a t-shirt. No fares. I'm a fifth man. Save me a t-shirt, please, please. It's 8. The clock says 8:13 on 8:05. Okay, so I just had dinner. Okay, I gotta go, but send me a t-shirt. Okay, bye.
To play the next message.
All right, there's Shutter Island. Who did not show up at the party, by the way. Even though she said she was gonna go, so she's a liar.
Liar.
What a bastard.
How about lying bastards?
Okay.
All right, there you go.
To play the next message, press 1.
Hey, so I heard that Izzy is single. What you say? You trying to...
Yeah!
I love it!
How about no?
No?
No.
It's got
to
be...
No, we're not naming it no.
Why?
Trying to...
Yeah, trying to... That's
exactly. Damn it, Greg.
To play the next message, press 1.
Oh, my God. Mint chocolate chip. So big and nasty. When he jumped out of this cave over here. Motherfucker, I can't tell if he looks like a mint chocolate chip or a big pile of shit. Looks like... Chet from that goddamn crazy movie back in the 80s. Mm. Hey, pizza. Mint chocolate chip says, suck his froggy.
To play the next.
All right. Jesus, moonshine.
About weird science.
Yeah. That-
Message. Press 1.
Oh, so 1 week removed from the fifth man party, and it served its purpose. A wonderful little place to recruit for a new team out here in Las Vegas. Oh, it's going to be small at first, but good opportunities for rapid growth. So let's go over some of the applicants here. Oh, Sparksy. Generic vanilla. No. Greg. Lacks killer instinct. No. Pizza. No. Just no. Izzy. Has potential, must get over that Daria angle thing. So we'll put her in the maybe pile. Okay, the definites thus far. Moonshine. Absolutely part of the team. Adorable Colin. An exterminator. I have a problem with bats. So you're on the team as well. Office Donna, absolutely. Jennifer and her daughter will make tie-dye t-shirts for everyone. Yes, as well. So that's where we stand so far. A lovely little quartet, a maybe, and 3 no's. Don't worry if your name was not called. I'm still conducting interviews and taking applications. You know where to find me. Toodaloo, bitches.
To play the...
All right. Too long?
Yeah.
Next message. Press 1.
Hey. Leftover Terry here. Sparks, I gotta commend you. You took your punishment like a man. I would have better be beat up by a 15-year-old girl than do what you did. But I gotta commend you. You did good. Izzy, I got an idea. Don't let these two guys get you a guy. I'm your guy.
Ugh.
I'm used to picking up leftovers. Not a problem.
Jesus.
BS Drunk Line.
It's got to be leftovers, right?
I hate him. So much.
How about Sloppy Terry's?
Yeah.
All right. Sloppy Terry's.
Sloppy Terry's. Oh, my God. Izzy. Fifth Man Wants You.
Yeah. I wish
bad.
I wasn't single for once in my life.
All right. Here we go. Are we ready to vote? 876-3692. Look, we're running low on time, so please stick to the damn votes. You got your options. Is it Lying Bastards trying to... Weird Science, Too Long, and Sloppy Terry's. So, what are you thinking? Number one drunken message of the week. We'll go the first one to four votes, and you will be hooking that person up with a prize, which is really cool of you. All right, BS in the Morning, go ahead. What's your vote?
Sloppy Terry.
Sloppy Terry on the board. BS in the Morning, what's your vote?
Sloppy Terry.
Sloppy Terry. BS in the Morning, go ahead. What's your vote?
Izzy.
BS in the Morning, go ahead. What's your vote?
Too Long.
Too Long. BS in the Morning, go ahead. What's your vote?
Too Long.
Okay. BS in the Morning, go ahead. What's your vote?
Sloppy Terry.
Sloppy Terry on the precipice. BS in the Morning, go ahead. What's your vote?
Sloppy Terry.
There it is. Sloppy Terry. Congratulations. No? Izzy? No?
No.
No?
No.
You just got hooked up with two VIP passes to Buck Cherry.
You could go with take them. You.
Nope, I'm good.
No, you sure?
Thank you.
What if he took you VIP style?
No.
No?
Absolutely not.
I want to be there for that. It'd be so awesome.
BS in the Morning.
BS in the Morning.
You want to do a belly bump before you start? Come on.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. BS in the Morning, Vegas born.
We are out of town for a couple days here. Went to a radio conference.
Yeah.
Izzy, myself, Greg.
So fun.
We went to Chicago. We were on the plane together. At the first part of the trip, I didn't sit next to you guys at all. I saw an open window seat in row A, and I was... It's a Southwest flight, so you kind of just sit wherever you want. And I was like, is that taken? And boy, was that a mistake.
No, you sounded more like this. Excuse me, is that seat taken? I just have my backpack.
Why does he sound like he's from Minnesota all of a sudden?
I don't know, you tell me.
Yeah, you're the one who's like,
that's
White Bear Lake.
Like. I don't talk like that.
Hey.
Absolutely.
Greg, can you be on my side for once, please?
I am. He sounded like a girl, but he didn't sound like a girl from Minnesota.
He did.
I didn't sound like a girl.
He has a Midwest accent. Just go with me.
I don't have, okay. You keep trying and it's not working.
Shut up, Sparks. Go on with your stupid story, you nerd.
Okay.
All right, good point. I'm on Izzy's side.
So I sat in the very front row, which is great because there's nobody in front of you. You just have the wall. So it was extra leg space. So I was there. So the lady next to me was like a stroke victim. She couldn't move properly. So what
You're being
happened?
Serious. She
I'm being
was
serious.
A stroke
yes,
victim.
Yes, yes. I'm not making light of that. I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the guy she was with, which was either her boyfriend or her husband. So she can't.
They're pretty old. I'm sure it was her husband.
I assumed it was her husband. She can't move very well, right? You could tell that she's had some kind of whatever.
Oh, good thing you made her get up to let you by then and go by the window.
I had to get into the seat. What? Maybe, is that why it was open the whole time? Yeah, no, wait, maybe that's why it was open.
It looked like it was lifting Stephen Hawking into a bath just to get you to the window.
Selfish.
Yeah.
So, I sat down comfortably. Let me just say, I let her use the armrests, okay? Because I was a nice person. I was like, clearly, you need these, so you go ahead and use them.
Yeah, I don't think you had a choice.
I sat next to her. She was pleasant enough. We made a little small talk. I put my headphones in. You know, the average plane etiquette. She then falls asleep. We sit on the tarmac, right, for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
We are sitting there, not moving on the plane, because apparently it downpoured here in Vegas or something, right by the airport.
Yeah, what was that all about,
Wednesday,
by the way?
I was like,
know.
Surrounding only the airport, but never hitting the plane.
He's like, attention, this is your captain speaking. There's rain only falling on the airstrip.
You
can't move for 2 hours.
It's like lightning. They flipped the whole airport around. They're like, we'll take off to the east.
Yeah.
No,
then we took off
to the
into
west.
The wind. They're playing like,
dude.
We did like cartwheels in the plane. What do they call that when you go like a
barrel
roll? Yeah, we're like barrel rolling out of Vegas.
Terrifying.
Whatever. Didn't bother me. What bothered me was the fact that when she would fall asleep, you know when people fall asleep sitting up, their head like lurches forward?
Yeah.
And that as soon as it hits the bottom
Mine
of
Mine goes to the side.
Oh. This lady's head goes forward, and then as soon as it like goes to the bottom of the neck, like how far she could bend, she wakes herself up. Well, the husband got super pissed because she kept doing it. And he was the most aggressively nice thing I've ever. He's like, does that hurt your neck when you do it? Do you want me to fix it for you? Like, I was like, what in the world? Bro, she's got, you know, she's got issues,
oh
man.
Oh, my
go
God.
Easy. Yeah. And then he fixes it. He's like, is that better? Is that better? I was like, yeah. And she's like, yeah, thank you. He's like, great. I'm glad. I'm glad you like it. But I don't know if he has to speak like that so
is
she understands.
Deaf?
No.
Maybe
is
she's
she deaf?
Deaf.
I think. Maybe. But the whole front of the cabin yeah. was instantly like, you know, as soon as he started, yeah. yeah. like, what is going on?
It's like, do you feel better? Because that bitch boy next to you keeps looking.
I was like, dude, bro, you got to chill out, man. I don't know what's going on. She's just falling asleep. It's okay. Then I thought, okay, maybe he needs to yell to get through or something.
Excuse me, this is your captain speaking. The bitch boy in the front row, can you please leave the girl alone? She
what was
is
he doing?
Sick.
Why am I the bitch boy? That was fine.
That's what Izzy said. I was supposed to be on her
yeah,
side.
Izzy, yeah, Izzy, stop. Don't
You're
be on Izzy's side.
Boy.
Okay. Another thing that happened to me.
A new nickname for you.
And I called Greg immediately.
Yeah.
Because Greg has a
oh,
vendetta
thanks for the phone
against
call
this person.
To me, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to be called bitch boy at 7 in the morning.
Yeah,
so,
that's mean, Izzy.
Yeah. Guess who I saw? Celebrity sighting. Walking out of the hotel.
Oh my
oh,
God.
I saw this.
At 7 a.m., I walked out. I'm like, dude, I need to get some food or something. I walk out of the hotel.
Can
Not
I?
More than three steps from the hotel did I see this guy with his tiny torso sitting on the phone.
Can I say it?
No. I want Mateo to guess. Mateo, who do you think Greg has a personal vendetta?
I don't have a vendetta.
Who do you think is a piece of human garbage that has been on the show and he's never invited back?
Oh, I have no idea.
Right. Yeah, you do. Come on. Just one guess.
No. No?
No? No. Yeah, don't say it because you might say the
wrong
name.
It could be anybody else, yeah.
It could be the wrong name from in the past. Go ahead, Izzy, say it.
Jeremy Coke Boy Piven.
Yes, and my God, did he look strung out.
That's the first thing I said.
Yeah, I called Greg immediately. Greg, you'll never guess who I just saw. Jeremy Piven's right outside the hotel.
Yeah. I got that in the elevator. We walked outside. By the time we almost got to him, I was like, hey! He got us. He like jumped in a car and drove off.
Yeah, he was there with the same, like, you know, Pakistani cameraman kid.
Yeah.
You know,
it looks
like he's, you know, 100 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah, it's like Gandhi's grandson.
He's like, Jeremy, here's our car. And he was like, oop, you know, and ran to the car.
Just to explain, to clarify, if you don't know why we have negative feelings towards Jeremy Piven, he came on the show one time to do stand-up comedy here in Vegas.
He was in Chicago doing stand-up. That's why he's
yes.
there.
Yeah.
So he said to Greg, didn't even ask. He said to Greg, hey, why don't you open up for me? And Greg was like, you serious, man? And he was like, hell yeah, let's make a video about it. You could post it all over Facebook. So Jeremy Piven in the video was like, hey, yeah, Greg's going to be opening up. Come to the comedy
show.
That
happens all the time, though. I don't have a problem with that. My problem was that he said it on air to people. And then
hold
people,
on, shut up.
I know.
Jesus Christ. One at a time.
My problem with it was that he said it on air to our listeners, and then some of the listeners got tickets thinking like, oh, I'll go see Greg. Why not? You know what I mean? I'll go see, you know, a few people.
Yeah.
And then the guy just acted like he didn't know anything about it, never answered the phone.
Yeah. Right.
So I was like, don't tell people that. For no reason, use our show
exactly
to go do that and then be a little, you know, a little dick.
But everyone else has followed through that's offered you to open up for them.
Yeah, but I didn't ask. You know what I mean?
I know.
So, yeah, no.
I'm saying they offered.
But my point is people offer a lot of things and then they never hear from them again. That's fine. I don't care. That happens all the time. But my point was don't come on air and say that stuff to our listeners, to the fifth man.
Or put it in your Netflix documentary.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, like Izzy said, put it all over Twitter and social media.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's human garbage, and he was hanging out in Chicago, red-eyed. But
and according to other radio personalities, was doing horrible interviews in Chicago.
Well, yeah, I've heard other, Chicago.
Terrible.
Well, he was a class act when he was here doing Sylvester Stallone impressions on air. Do we have that up on the website and everything? Is it still there on the podcast?
Somewhere, yeah, I got to find it, I think.
On the way back, you guys. Well, on the way there, you guys were complaining that people were farting the whole time,
dude.
And then on the way back, we sat in the same row, and I didn't believe you guys at first. But the plane is the place where people rip the most ass. It was horrendous.
Yeah, it's like an ass tube.
Yeah,
it's just a whole tube.
Yeah,
you can't
it's a
go
metal
anywhere.
Colon.
Yeah,
yeah. And we were at the back of the plane, so it all came floating back towards us.
Awful.
But let me ask you this. Greg and Izzy, you guys sat close to each other on the way there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys sat right next to each other on the way back. there's a commonality here. It's one of you guys that are farting.
No.
Yes,
both
there
of
is.
Us would say
it's
it.
It's obvious.
Yeah, both of us would say it. I'd be laughing.
Yeah, I would 100% take credit for that.
Yes. She does it all the time here at the office.
Oh, yeah. I know. But it was so bad. It woke me up out of my sleep.
It was bad. It was bad. I know who it was. It was the guy in front of me that leaned his seat back into my face. Like, I know I'm fat and I couldn't put the tray down. But part of the reason I couldn't put the tray down was also because the guy had his thing reclined into my face. Like, his whole seat was reclined into my knees.
Yeah.
I was like, dude. What are you doing?
He wants you closer to the epicenter.
Yeah, and then he farts, and like it just like
it launches up the seat.
Yeah, back. It wafts in between like the crack.
Your tray table acts like a ramp.
Yeah, exactly.
To your face.
That's what it was.
No BS.
Yeah, let's do it. 876-3692. We're gonna go with caller number 15 right now. You're in for 2 GA passes. All 3 days, Psycho Las Vegas Festival. That is a great pair of tickets right there.
Psycho Fest.
Tapping at Mandalay Bay, the 16th through the 18th.
I love that place. Dude, yeah. that bar in the middle is like one of the coolest things.
Mandalay Bay?
Yeah.
I like it.
That was always my favorite one.
That really?
I like the motif, whatever they call that.
It's a good motif.
Yeah.
Vegas takes a lot of attention and puts it on the motif
of
the hotels, yeah. It's good. All right, well, tomorrow, Izzy, you weren't here for it, but we did the top 10 I Heard That. So we have them to play back tomorrow for the Pantheon and combos of I Heard That. Just going over the text line from last week, just to recount what people thought of it. Someone texted in asterisk marks, standing ovation. Says, this just changed my life. Greg is my soulmate. Best day of my life. 36 exclamation points. So those are just some of the reactions from Greg's I Heard That.
Wait.
Yeah, top 10. We'll be playing that back coming on up here. Wondering why it's silent. I'm waiting for the computer to look. Who's on a 5 there? Oh, where it is. Oh, good. Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. This man deserves a intro. And there it is.
But there's a squeak, all right? It's Kenny.
All right, you little bitch. Hey, Kenny. Kenny, hello.
Hey.
How are you, Kenny? Everything good?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Here's your question. Good luck.
All right, Kenny. This BS show member was referred to as leftovers. Was it myself, Izzy, Sparks, or none of the above?
That would be Izzy.
Hey!
Kenny. Well done. Hold on the line.
That's the new winner sound.
Yeah, is that the new winner sound? Yeah. I like it. All right, cool. That's it for the show. That is it on... I'm trying to put up the picture of the old lady that's claiming to be a 10-year-old girl. If you want to see that, I'll put it up there at PS in the Morning on Instagram. Twitter at BS Morning Show. Go there, check it out, see for yourself. We'll see you then.
Follow the show on Instagram at BS in the Morning.
I have not missed one show. I love you guys.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS Podcast.
BS in the Morning. BS in the Morning. It's over now.